Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are welcome to this program, Like Muhammad, with me, Javed Akbari. Well, we are going to discuss some narrations about dua or supplications based on Allama Tabatabai's Sunan al-Nabi, which is actually a collection of narrations on the conducts and customs of the noble Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. There are du'as and chapters dedicated to different subjects in this very book, and of course this book is a very important source on the Prophet's adab and etiquette. For those of our listeners who are interested to read this book for themselves, I would say that the book is available on the internet. Of course, you can read it online. And if you go through the book, you will find different chapters. You will learn the Prophet's prayers and, of course, the Prophet's supplications on every occasion. For example, he has said certain prayers, or certain prayers at least have been reported to have been recited by the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, before going to bed. And also prayers have been reported from the Prophet, peace be upon him, before he served a meal, or before he actually even looked in the mirror. You know, the Prophet, peace be upon him, prayed to Allah, thanked Allah before every action. Now, without much ado, we shall mention and discuss some traditions and some reports in this episode and in this program. The topic that we need to discuss, of course, is the Prophet's prayer for headache. You know, headache is also a problem. Many people suffer from this problem. Some people wonder as to what dua, for example, the Prophet, peace be upon him, recited when he got a headache or when he suffered from headache. Now, there is a report from the Holy Prophet, and this report has been mentioned in Tib al-A'imma from Abi Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Abi Abdullah is Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. And it is said that the Prophet, whenever he was afflicted with, let's say, sluggishness or headache, he would extend his hands and recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Okay? And then the Mu'awwadhatayn. The Mu'awwadhatayn, of course, those two surahs which are known as Mu'awwadhatayn. He recited those two surahs. And what are the Mu'awwadhatayn? Of course, that he recited Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq. These two verses are known as Mu'awwadhatayn. So the Prophet, when he suffered from headache, he would recite Surah Al-Fatiha and these two surahs which are known, or which are better known as Mu'awwadhatayn. And he would be relieved from the pain and from the suffering. Now, that is the cure. And of course, if you, dear brothers and sisters, do the same, recite Surah Fatiha and the two surahs, Mu'awwadhatayn, definitely, sincerely and honestly and with pure intention, as an act of obedience to the Prophet and to Allah, of course, you will also be relieved from the same pain. Let's have a break and we will be back.
Is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa, ala Habibika Nabika Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa,
Mustafa.
You are welcome to this program, Like Muhammad, with me, Javed Akbari. There is another narration about the Prophet. When the Prophet, for example, suffered from fever or other ailments, he also recited certain du'as. There is also a report transmitted about the Prophet, and it has been said that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, would seek protection from fever and pain by saying, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharri irqin na'arin wa min sharri harrin nar. Okay, when the Prophet suffered from fever and other ailments, he would recite this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharri irqin na'ar wa min sharri harrin nar. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from the harm of a gushing blood vessel and from the evil of fire of hell. So this is the dua that the Prophet, peace be upon him, recited. Now, there's also another dua which the Holy Prophet recited, and this is the dua which the Prophet recited for protection from fever. Okay, and this is again reported in Tib al-Nabi. It has been narrated from Amr the Qurra and Tha'laba al-Jamal, who said, we heard Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam saying, a severe fever came upon the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. So Jibreel came to the Prophet and recited the following invocation. What is the invocation that Jibreel recited to the Prophet? This is it. Bismillahi arqika, bismillahi ashfika min kulli da'in yu'dhik. Wallahi shafika, bismillahi khudha faltuhannik. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا أقسم بمواقع النجوم وإنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم لتبرأن بإذن الله عز وجل. So in the name of Allah, I invoke for you. In the name of Allah, I cure you of every ailment that afflicts you, and Allah is your healer. In the name of Allah, take it as it brings you well-being. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful, I swear by the setting of the stars, and that's indeed a mighty adjuration if you but knew. You will surely recover by the will of Allah the Almighty. So this is just a rough translation of the dua or the supplication with the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family recited in order to get protected from fever. And many of you wonder as to what dua, for example, the Prophet recited, or what he did when he suffered magic. There are reports in history, and these reports are recorded in very important sources, both Shia and Sunni sources, about some people doing magic to the Prophet, or doing magic spell, or casting magic spell on the Prophet, peace be upon him, causing illness and causing pain to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. Now, what action did the Prophet take to get rid of the magic spell and get protected from the magic spell? Now, it has been reported in Al-Bihar from Ibn Abbas, who said, Lubayd ibn A'sam cast a spell on the Prophet. So the Prophet fell ill, and while he was asleep, two angels came to him. One sat next to his head, while the other sat next to his legs. And they informed him of this magic and said, the spell is in the well of Dharwan, inside a spadix of a palm tree, under a rock at the bottom of the well. Well, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam woke up and sent Ali alayhi salatu wasalam and Zubair and Ammar to remove the spell, they removed the water from the well and raised the rock and removed the spadix. In it were a few hairs of the Holy Prophet along with some broken teeth from his comb, okay, which had been tied in 11 knots with a needle. Then these two surahs, Mu'awwadhatayn, were revealed. Okay, in this very incident, the two surahs, Mu'awwadhatayn, were revealed. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. And then, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقِ. These two chapters or surahs of the Quran were revealed on this occasion. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, started reciting the two surahs. And with the recitation of each ayah, one of the knots opened up. And after all the knots were undone, the Prophet looked like someone who had just had a huge burden lifted from him. And as I said, there are other du'as and other supplications and other occasions in which the Prophet, peace be upon him, recited a du'a. We will continue with more du'as and more explanations and more occasions on which the Prophet recited certain du'as, inshallah, in the following episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad.